East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee supports efforts to extend protections to renters. The California rent moratorium has been extended to October 3rd, and Alameda County has extended its program indefinitely. Lee says congressional Democrats have been working hard in the House and Senate Appropriations Committees to extend rental assistance.
Our Progressive Caucus colleagues, we stood up and we spoke out as millions face the threat of eviction in the middle of a deadly pandemic. Now, the eviction moratorium expired on July 31st, and millions were at risk of losing their homes. Now, I just have to tell you, for weeks, though, the Progressive Caucus had been calling on the Biden administration to extend the moratorium through executive order, something that the administration previously claimed they could not do due to a Supreme Court ruling. But after days of organizing from members of Congress across the country, from our activists, from all of you, the Biden administration reversed course and instructed the CDC, which was what we said should have happened in the first place. And so I'm really pleased that the president and the administration really got it before it was too late, to get the CDC to create a new eviction moratorium that covers, it's about 90% of the country and will last about 60 days.
Lee says the Biden administration's extension was good, but it wasn't enough. She says she'd like to see the administration back an extension of the old moratorium. She says this is important since the government just can't go on creating new moratoriums every few months. Lee says that people need to be able to pay back their back rent once the pandemic is under control, and that large portions of money have been set aside in California. She says $30 million was set aside for Alameda County, and $12 million was allocated for the city of Oakland. Fred Blackwell is the CEO of the San Francisco Foundation. It has been working with the Keep Oakland Housed Project. He says that there is a direct link between public health and affordable housing. He also points out that people cannot follow COVID guidelines effectively without housing. He says government at every level has to do better with COVID relief.
Folks are still required to pay rent, and we know that families and individuals, particularly those who are essential workers and folks who already were vulnerable from a housing point of view, have been devastated economically by the pandemic and the economic consequences associated with addressing the pandemic. We also know that the majority of folks, the vast majority of folks who have fallen behind in their rent are low-income renters and people of color.
Blackwell says that rental assistance has worked so far. He also says that it is much cheaper and more humane to keep people in their homes from the start than it is to respond to their housing needs once they are evicted. The Keep Oakland Housed Project provides cash assistance, information and referrals, and legal assistance to distressed renters. Teresa Fortune is a resident who was able to benefit from the Keep Oakland Housed Project. She says the pandemic was difficult since she was unable to work because she had to stay home and care for her children who were out of school. Fortune says the program was effective for her and her family.
And in my experience with Keeping Oakland Housed, the infrastructure that is in place for applicants to apply is so seamless. The process was very, very, very easy. But here's the kicker: if you don't meet the system halfway, it's very likely that you can be unhoused. The resources are available. We have to do the work so that we can secure our own situation.
Lee said she plans to pursue legislative measures in Congress, such as emergency financial help for tenants and landlords. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.